You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, a big news breaking edition this afternoon. We've got so much to get to for your drive home. Thank you for taking us with you at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough,
Live reports from the border and the president's going ons there. Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, will join us. Chrissy Metz from the NBC hit TV show This Is Us will be joining us. Kayleigh McEnany on the jobs numbers and some other good news that the administration has had. And joining me next, the nominee for Fed chairman. Stay with us.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so I know that my next guest it must be striking a nerve somewhere if Chuck Schumer is tweeting that he's got 999 ideas on how to revive, quote, revive the economy. And he says Herman Cain's not one of them. And then in parentheses, he says neither is Stephen Moore, a Heritage Foundation economist, Wall Street Journal economic senior editorialist, and Stephen, also a friend of this radio show, joins us rather often. Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you, and congratulations on the nomination.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm thrilled. It was quite an honor when I got that call from the president, and I'm looking forward to being on the Federal Reserve Board, and it's going to be an amazing
experience. Now, I muffed it up. So, I said you were the Fed nominee for it. That's not true. You're going to serve on the board. What would be the...
Yeah, I think you might have said, no.
Yeah. That's bad. I shouldn't do that.
Membership. So there are a number of voting members of the Federal Reserve Board, and I will be one of them, and it'll be quite an experience.
Stephen, there's a lot that the Fed has to do with the economy, and I talk about this on Mondays with my money guy, but there's a lot that the Fed has influence of over the economy in terms of what we're doing. What do you see as the top two or three priorities of what needs to happen there to make sure that we don't lose ground on the economic progress of the last 2.5 years?
Well, look, the most important, mission of the Fed is to maintain the stability and the strength of the dollar. You know, this is the agency that decides how many dollars will be flowing into the economy. I've been, for 30 years on record for supporting, a strong and stable dollar. So I want prices to remain constant. It goes back to why you have a currency. You know, why do people have dollar bills and fives and tens and twenties in their wallet? Because you know that $5 bill, today will be worth what it'll be 2 years from now or 5 years from now. And you don't want, hyperinflation. I don't know about you, Kevin, but I remember the 1970s when we had 12, 13, 14% inflation. People didn't want to hold dollars because they were losing value. I want to keep the dollar as good as gold. And, if you have a stable dollar and then you put that on the top of, like the Trump tax cuts, the deregulation efforts, press on energy policy and so on. I'm a big believer we could have, 3 to 4% economic growth for many years with no inflation. And that's just a beautiful picture.
And it's one that very few people thought, at least for the previous 8 years prior to President Trump, was even a possibility. Let me ask you kind of a technical question, because this one I found there's a lot of people that have a lot of different ideas. So we had however many rounds of quantitative easing that we had, and then there was an attempt on some level to unwind the balance sheet. To keep the dollar stable, is it better to leave the currency extended through the QE issuances, or is it better to unwind it and bring some of that inventory in? How do you judge what is better to keep the dollar stable in light of that?
Well, look, if you look over the last 4 or 5 months, we've had, go back to like the summer of 2018. We had, 4% economic growth. We had very high employment, we had rising wages, and we had no inflation. It was an absolutely beautiful picture. And one of the things I was concerned about was the Fed started raising interest rates at that point. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, there's no inflation in the economy. And then, you know, of course, the Fed made that catastrophic decision in December to raise rates, which was a big mistake. And remember, the stock market took a nosedive. And then they subsequently put their tail between their legs and admitted that they made a mistake. I like to look at commodity prices and what direction they're headed in, what's happening with the price of oil and home heating and soybeans and wheat and cotton and lumber and timber and eggs and that kind of thing. And those over time, you know, if you have no inflation, they should remain flat in price. And over the last 4 or 5 months, those have been falling in price, which indicates that we're probably a little too tight with money right now. And my feeling is, look, Trump has put in place these pro-economic growth policies. And when you do that, you get a global demand for dollars. Everybody wants to invest in the United States. We saw the jobs report that came out this morning, a blockbuster report.
Right.
We're the it country now. Everybody wants to invest here. There's a demand for dollars. And I don't think the Fed should be sucking dollars out of the economy at the same time. You have, you know, you need to provide the oxygen for the economy so it can continue to grow.
Well, the reason I ask is because I'm nowhere near, you know, your level of expertise on this, but there's that old kind of free market example that if inventory is too much, then the value goes down. And so if we're wanting the dollar to be strong, the rounds of quantitative easing, my uncomfort with that back when we were doing it was that it had the potential to turn us into Zimbabwe if we didn't stop at some point. And I just didn't want to see that happen to the dollar.
It's just simply a truism. You can't continue to spend and spend and spend and borrow and borrow and borrow, right? And that's, you know, that's not the, you know, the Fed doesn't have responsibility for that. The Congress does. They're the ones that spend the money. They have the money. They appropriate the money. So I agree with you entirely that you can't keep spending and borrowing, you know, at the tune of $1 trillion a year. By the way, there's this new left-wing theory called modern monetary theory, which basically says we can just keep borrowing and borrowing and spending. If interest rates remain low, we don't have anything to worry about. I'm like, that's a crazy idea. That's like saying, well, you jump out of a window for the 100th floor of a building and, you know, go past the 5th floor and now everything's going just fine so far, you know, and then you splat on the ground. So, you know, we know from historical examples, as you mentioned, Zimbabwe and look at what's happening in Venezuela and all these countries,
right,
that these when you get, hyperinflation, that is not a story that ends well.
Well, the Fed did come out and say that they weren't going to raise interest rates, I believe, for the rest of this year, which was a big relief. I know that there was an anticipation of maybe a point or two yet to come. But what do you sense is the outlook for the Fed? What should the Fed focus on between now and the end of 2019?
Stable prices, keeping prices stable. Like, that's the best the Fed can do. You know, there's an old saying that you can't print jobs by printing money, right? And so, you know, you want to keep the price level stable.
Does it make any difference, Steve Moore, that China is now backing its currency with gold and oil on the basis of wanting to become kind of the premier alternative to the dollar in the global economy?
That's not going to happen. You know, everybody around the world is holding dollars. Nobody wants to hold yuan, for goodness sake. So I'm not at all worried about that. And, you know, one of the responsibilities of the Fed is to keep the dollar the world currency.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I know I'm not worried about that at all. I mean, would you want to hold yuan in your – do you trust the Chinese government?
No, I don't have any.
I sure wouldn't.
None. Steve Moore is who we're speaking with. He's the author of Trumponomics. And, of course, he's the president's most recent nominee to join the
– Not most recent, because Herman Cain was named yesterday.
And Chuck Schumer is not pleased with either of you being nominated. So let me ask you this, Steve Moore. They say that, you know, part of knowing if you're on the right path or not is not only who's with you but who's against you. I mean, that's like an endorsement from Chuck Schumer, is it not?
Well, you know, it is interesting. You know, there have been the liberals have been going absolutely crazy about my nomination. I'm sure they probably will under Herman was just named, so it's just
right.
just out there now. But I think it is almost flattering that these folks are, you know, somebody wrote a column in the Washington Post the other day saying Steve Moore could cause a global, you know, financial crisis. I can. Well, that's a lot of power to do that. That's obviously absurd. And by the way, you know, they were saying, you know, we need the Fed to have people that can prevent these financial crises. And wait a minute. First of all, the financial crisis, the last financial crisis we had was caused in no small part by the Fed.
So, right.
You know, it's a little bit silly. I'm going to be the growth hawk on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm the guy who wants economic growth. I want higher wages. I want, you know, more jobs, and I want a stable price. And if that's, you know, controversial, then I probably won't make it. But that's my philosophy. Totally. You know, I think we can grow quickly.
There's a lot of people like me that are sleeping a little bit easier at night, knowing that you and Mr. Kane are both headed there. And now that we've seen that Cocaine Mitch is willing to pull the trigger and get the nuclear option to get the nominations done, I'm confident you'll be there sooner than later. Stephen Moore, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
You're the best. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How do you preach sermons that engage the heart, connect with culture, and win people to Jesus Christ? What is the inner life of effective preaching? How do you preach creatively, even on a small budget? Discover the answers to these questions and many others at the Preaching Seminar at Christ Church on Tuesday, May 7th and Wednesday, May 8th with Drs. David and Marlinda Ireland, Martin Sanders, Leonard Sweet, along with a few friends, who share a passion to teach the art of preaching. Draw from their experience preaching in over 100 nations. Together, we will help you prepare and deliver sermons that transform the hearer. Whether you are a veteran, emerging preacher, or seminary student, this experience will help you understand the biblical art of preaching passionately behind the sacred pulpit. Register today. Visit christchurch.org/preaching-seminar or call 973-783-1010. That's christchurch.org/preaching-seminar or call 973-783-1010.
Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
WMCA families are invited to Hawthorne Christian Academy's interactive open house on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. at their campus in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Engage in dynamic hands-on learning, participate in classroom activities, and interact with teachers in your children's future classrooms. Child care is provided and light refreshments will be served. Hawthorne Christian Academy provides a rigorous educational experience in nurturing classrooms led by teachers who love the Lord, their subject area, and their students. HCA is fully accredited accredited, offering classes for preschool through 12th grade. Come discover the HCA difference and visit the Interactive Open House on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331. That's 973-423-3331 or go to www.hca.org.
First Mortgages. Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage. 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612. And MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, have you made plans to join us on Saturday, May the 4th yet? Why do you need to make plans to do that? Because, as we've been telling you nonstop for the last month, a live from New York is happening. This is a broad-spectrumed endeavor, kind of initiated and spearheaded by Focus on the Family, but a lot of partners coming in and trying to get one simple message across, and that is that every life is in fact valuable. Here to talk to us about it a little bit more is Paul Batura. He's from the press department at Focus on the Family and talks on behalf of that organization regularly. Paul, I'm going to speak with Governor Huckabee later in this show about the Georgia heartbeat bill, which is causing Hollywood to do the opposite of what you guys are doing. You guys are bringing the very issue to the very forefront, right in Times Square, the media capital of the world. Every TV camera on earth could be tuned in at any given time. Meanwhile, Hollywood's trying to get everybody to stop going to Georgia because they don't want to admit that when a child has a heartbeat, they're a human person. That seems a little weird to me, Paul Batura.
You know, I think you're right, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on. And yeah, we're living in an upside down world. And I hope conservatives, people of faith, I hope they plan their vacations to Georgia. You know, we're talking as a team, what can we do in Georgia to show our support? Because, you know, if Hollywood wants to do that, well, let them do it. I think there are plenty of Christians and plenty of good organizations that would like to support the state, would like to support that terrific legislation. And you're right. We're excited to be coming your way. You know, we feel like you do, that we're kind of at a crossroads as a nation regarding abortion. So where better to take the conversation than the crossroads of the world right in your own backyard?
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things, too, where we cannot afford to be silent anymore. Yesterday, I had Georgie Borman from The Federalist on. She has a brand new piece that's out as of yesterday. And she really put it in a framework that I've often thought. I haven't ever said it publicly. I don't know of other people that have, but the people are kind of puzzled by the differences in how the people on the left and the people on the right think about this, and why the people on the left can't really get their head around the fact that the people on the right are actually scientifically correct when they're saying that the abortion is the taking of human life. And that's basically, as Georgie argues in yesterday's column, because to the left, abortion doesn't represent just something that helps make the life convenient of the mom before the natural birth of the child. What it represents is a legal right to use lethal force to end a child's life. And that doesn't really, that's not really dependent upon whether or not it's in the womb or just born or surviving an abortion procedure. That's what that right, quote unquote right, represents to them. The right to a dead baby, the right to terminate the responsibilities towards that child. So given that that's kind of the new positioning of where the left is coming from, given that that's the foundation of their worldview, I think those of us that genuinely believe that the rights of the unborn children are being neglected here, we've got to come to this and say it is time. We may never have spoken out before. We may have been unwilling to hold a sign and showing aborted babies, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that's a little a bridge too far, but there's got to be something that we can do to counter what has become the dominant narrative of the left.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we're hearing from people in droves more than we've ever heard before. And I think it's in response to that overreach. And, you know, the left is very good at overcorrecting. They overreach once they get in power. They're never happy enough just to be in power. They want to, leave their mark. And they're scared. They're obviously very concerned that there's going to be another Supreme Court opening. And they're trying to solidify laws and taking them to the extreme. And you're right. People of faith have this opportunity to speak out and to be heard. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring a coalition together to say enough is enough.
Right. We're speaking with Paul Batura, Focus on the Family, and the event is called Alive from New York. Paul, for people that haven't heard me talk about it before, what will go on the program that day?
Yeah, we're going to have musical guests there. We're going to have speakers giving very short but very poignant, moving testimonies of life. We'll have abortion survivors with us. And the whole program, it's going to be fast. It's going to be an hour long, and it's all going to culminate with live ultrasounds in the middle of Times Square. So we'll have a mobile unit there to do the ultrasounds, and they'll be broadcast on big screens right there in the middle of Times Square. And, you know, our contention, Kevin, is I don't think a lot of people in our circles, in Christian circles, they've seen it. But I don't think a lot of other people have seen what a 4D ultrasound looks like. You know, you see the grainy black and white images maybe, but that 4D ultrasound, you've seen it. It's as good as a photograph of a newborn baby.
It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And when it's your own child, especially, there's such a remarkable humbling that takes place in your heart when it's there. It's just impossible not to feel compassion.
It stops you in your tracks, and that's where we're hoping. You know, we're trying to reach that mushy middle, the folks who may think, you know, and I've heard a lot about this controversy, and they're every day they hear the drumbeat of the left and the media talking about a woman's right to an abortion. But let's continue the conversation. Let's look up and see what's inside the womb, and that's what'll happen. And to register, you just have to go to alivefromnewyork.com. No charge to come, but we're looking to get reservations because there's limited space in Times Square.
Yeah, well, and I want everyone listening to make a plan. Put it on your calendar now and plan on being there. Because this is one of the most important things that you can lend your voice to in this current day and age in which we live, to simply be a part of history, to attend, to be at the crossroads of the world, as Paul described, to witness the historic broadcasts of these 4D ultrasounds going up on jumbotrons, possibly being picked up by the news networks and other people that are just curious about what's happening there. This is designed to draw attention in a positive way to the fact that life is valuable, cherished, and should be protected by those of us who believe in at least the traditional American ideals of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It cannot happen if we nix that first right, the right to life. So May 4th, go to alivefromnewyork.com and just register, get your free tickets, and then plan on being with us May 4th, 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. Kevin McCullough saying, come on out and join us. Paul, thanks for being here. Coming up next, Chrissy Metz from NBC's This Is Us joins me. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am570themission.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
What is truth? What about God? What about the church? Stand and defend Holy Scripture in a post-Christian culture. Come to Trinity Lutheran Church in West Hempstead on April 6th for the Hold the Line Conference with special guest speaker, Christian author, teacher, and podcaster Dr. Jordan Cooper, chaplain at Cornell University. Discover God's solid foundation for flourishing in life. Hold the Line Conference Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 3:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church of West Hempstead. Admission is $25 per person and includes lunch. Visit taalc.org or call 516-489-5143 and plan on staying for the sacred music concert afterwards. Hold the Line Conference, sponsored by the American Association of Lutheran Churches at Trinity Lutheran Church. Join them April 6th at Trinity Lutheran Church in West Hempstead. Visit taalc.org or call 516-489-5143. That's taalc.org or call 516-489-5143. Stand with them as they defend Holy Scripture.
Critics are raving about the best of enemies. Taraji P. Henson and Sam Rockwell give magnificent performances.
You don't get my way.
Well, I'm gonna get in your way.
The Christian Post calls it a perfect portrayal of how love can break through all barriers.
Same God made you, made me.
That serves as a masterful representation of healing and hope.
Don't you forget it.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot of stuff yet to get to today. Governor Mike Huckabee will stop by before my final thought, and looking forward to talking with him about a number of things as well. We've got a very interesting opportunity coming up at the theater a week from tonight, and I am very honored to have my next guest. Chrissy Metz is one of the most beloved characters in TV at this point in time. She is, of course, part of the cast of This Is Us, and the character that she is playing in this season with the infertility problems and all the other things that her character is dealing with has really struck a chord with the TV watching public in America. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to sit down at a red carpet event for Breakthrough, the new film that's coming out that she is the star of, and got to have this conversation, and we thought we'd bring it to you exclusively right now.
Chrissy, exciting film, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but my wife would kill me if I didn't ask you about what it's been like to be Kate over this last season, and especially with the seeming victory over the infertility issue. What has that role meant to you?
You know, as an actor, I think you always dream of playing roles that are going to impact people's
lives, and because the show is continuing to do that with every storyline and the way that they are woven in into one another. But to see everything that Kate has come through, and her shame and her guilt around her father's death, and everything that she's been literally carrying for her whole life, and now having a wonderful relationship, and then going through a miscarriage, and now having a baby. Yeah, I mean, these are real life situations, and so many people have reached out.
I was going to ask, viewers are responding to it, and they're saying you've encouraged them?
Absolutely, and they've sent me pictures of their preemies and spending time in the NICU. And I mean, it's emotional.
Yeah.
And then pictures of their kids at 5 and 7 and 10 years old and thriving. And it's just, it's so nice for, I mean, for me as an actor and as a human being to ever see somebody like me on television. And so to have these storylines that people can relate to because they're experiencing them, it, I mean, that's why we do what we do.
It's part of the addictive nature of the show, I think. Kate's not technically a middle sister, but you were.
Right.
How much of that do you bring into that role?
You know, she's not a middle sister per se, but she is the glue that holds them together.
Yeah.
They're both alpha males, and they sort of, you know, are very similar, and she sort of moderates, and she's the diplomat, and I'm that way definitely as a
peacemaker.
Middle child.
Yeah,
the peacemaker, definitely that way. I'm probably the tamest of all the women in my family, which is a lot to say. So I'm always either, you know, trying to smooth out the wrinkles or make someone laugh or, you know, understand. I'm a Libra. I know that sounds kooky, but like I can see both sides of the coin.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I try to moderate too.
Excellent. Joyce is a little bit of a different character from Kate. She's more maternal, obviously. But I heard a recent interview in which you talked about not even having gotten to meet the real historical person before playing the role. So how did you prepare for this kind of miraculous woman when it's all said and done?
Well, I read The Impossible, her book. I also, you know, it's interesting because I have never been a mother in real life, and although I taught preschool and I have a lot of nieces and nephews. So instinctively, I think I have a maternal way about me. And so I really try to focus on that and empathize in this unfathomable situation. So I really just try to stay present, and I try to stay authentic and just be very... her resilience and her courage in what she decided to do against all odds and against every single person who said that she was crazy for thinking that he would recover. So I understand that because I have defied many odds, and so I pulled from that. And then 2 weeks in, we got to meet, you know, the real family. So,
and there's a little bit of personal connection to the storyline as well, because you had a family relative that was...
Right. My mother went through a really... severe stroke, and they didn't think she was going to survive. And I was like, yeah, you don't know my mom. You do not understand who she is and her willpower and what it is that she has to do.
Right.
I guarantee she's not done here. And so almost verbatim were the words that I said to my mother's doctors that Joyce said to John's doctor. So it was sort of, you know.
And faith is a part of your life.
For sure. Yeah, I grew up with a sense of faith and a belief in God, and I'm so grateful for it, because I don't think I would have been able to even be at this moment in my life if I didn't have that foundation.
Well, congratulations on Breakthrough.
Thank you.
And we'll all be watching with bated breath every Tuesday night on
ABC. Thank you. Tell your wife, is it allowed?
I will.
And in fact, I did, just as instructed by Christy Metz, kind of the first lady of primetime television right now. But again, the movie is Breakthrough, and she plays the mom whose son fell through the ice and who, after he was dead for 1 hour, prayed and God brought him back to life. True story. Got to go see it. Kevin McCullough coming back. Governor Huckabee next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like,
It could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM570 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God invites you to the 2019 Holy Ghost Convocation, Friday, April 12th at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard in the Bronx at 6 p.m. Registration is free at rccgnewyork.org. That's rccgnewyork.org. Guest speakers include Pastor Peter M. N. Kinan, Assistant General Overseer of East Africa, Pastor James Fadell, Special Assistant to the General Overseer North America, your host, Pastor Daniel Ajaye Adeniran, and a worship concert with Jonathan Nelson and the Region 6 Choir. Register today for your complimentary tickets to the Redeemed Christian Church of God's 2019 Holy Ghost Convocation, Friday, April 12th, at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard in the Bronx at 6 p.m. Registration is free at rccgnewyork.org. That's rccgnewyork.org. rccgnewyork.org.
It's the world's greatest gospel show, McDonald's Gospel Fest 2019. Saturday, May 11th, Mother's Day weekend at Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. A special tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, starring Yolanda Adams. Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Fred Hammond. And Shirley Caesar. Get your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or go to www.ticketmaster.com. That's 800-745-3000 or ticketmaster.com. The world's greatest gospel show, McDonald's Gospel Fest 2019, produced and directed by A. Curtis Farrow.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, I change it all.
Always on my own, but I'm still New York. He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Statements which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
That's Jerry Nadler, and he's talking about the special counsel. How cool is that? I think he's made up with
with Bob Mueller and Mr. Barr. I think everything's good. Governor, did you hear that? Alex, do you have it to play again? I'd love to hear this cut from Jerry Nadler one more time.
Statements, which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
Oh, so we don't have to release the full report now. Governor, did you catch that? Jerry Nadler has changed his position.
Yeah, he's changed it all right, Kevin. You're trying to sucker punch me because that was from 22 years ago.
See, you're too good.
Nadler thought that it was a terrible idea, And now, even though it would be against the law to release this information, and he's basically asking the country's chief law enforcement official to break the law, that doesn't matter to Nadler because it's all about the politics, baby. There's nothing about the law. We used to be a nation where we lived by rule of law. Now it's rule of whatever I feel.
Yeah. Well, just so that my listeners are perfectly clear, that is Jerry Nadler, and you are correct. It is from 118 years ago in the Bill Clinton impeachment saga days when I was covering the impeachment while doing talk radio out of Chicago at the time, and Nadler was on the House Judiciary Committee, and he lost on the impeachment. So he's always had this, like, you know, grudge to bear, so to speak. But yeah, he's taken exactly the opposite position that he took then over the public release of a special counsel report.
Well, Nadler is like Adam Schiff, who thinks he's James Bond, but he's more like Mr. Magoo. And he's always talking about this evidence that he has, but he never presents it. And he's been singing this song forever. I guess he thinks it's Adam Schiff's greatest hits. But I'm telling you, they're going to go down in the dustbin of the, 10 for a dollar record pile here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy. Hey, I want to talk about something that I know is important to you, and I haven't really spent much time on it, but it's gotten to be a national controversy. A whole bunch of Hollywood people have signed on to a petition to try to pull all film production out of the state of Georgia. And the reason they're doing it is because Georgia is putting into place a heartbeat bill. By the way, this will be the third or fourth state just in the last few months that have done this. But it basically recognizes that once a child has a heartbeat, that child is in fact a person that is growing and has the protected rights of what we would call divine natural law. Your reaction to what's going on in Georgia and how the rest of the country should be responding to it?
Well, it ought to be pretty simple to anybody who believes in science, and the Democrats are always saying, let's look at the science. So here's the science. When there is a heartbeat, that's a human life. I mean, I would contend there's human life from the moment of conception because you have a unique DNA that is unique to that individual, taken from 23 male and 23 female chromosomes. But let's just put that aside for a moment. How could anyone who believes in science say that when a heart is beating, that is not a human life, especially when you can see the form and know that it is indeed the form of a human baby? So legislators around the country are saying, let's say you cannot do an abortion after there's a beating heart. Most people would say, okay, you kind of got to go with that, but not the left. No, they think that you can carry out an abortion not only up to the moment of birth, but there are some states, like the one that you do your radio show from, New York, who believe that it would be okay even after the child is born. Kevin, this is new ground for us, but I think it's going to backfire because there are a lot of people who identify pro-choice, and they can't go this bridge. It's a bridge too far.
Well, and our governor, not to be outdone, is racing as hard and as fast as he can to basically make everything that we put Gosnell into prison for legal in his state and worse. So, yes, you're right. And it really is. And I want to highly recommend an article that one of our guests, Georgie Borman, wrote yesterday in The Federalist. She basically unpeeled the onion to the point, she said, where right now the woman's right to an abortion is really the right to a dead child. And that's why in the left's mind, it doesn't stop at the point of a birth or surviving the abortion procedure, that they're not satisfied until the child is in fact killed through lethal force.
And that's why the goalposts seem moved to normal people. But to the left, they're just being consistent, you know, quote unquote consistent in their mind all along. Really thought provoking column. Georgie Borman and the Federalist people. Go check that out. Hey, Governor, real quickly, we've got the president on the border today. And we had 4,000 apprehensions one day last week. We're averaging, I think, 70,000 apprehensions now, a month since the new year has clicked over. He's going to show off, and is showing off, the fact that the wall is built somewhat. We're making repairs. We're expanding it. But how important is it that he's there and bringing the world's TV cameras there with him?
I think it's very important, Kevin, because the Democrats have continued to say there is no crisis. It's a manufacturing crisis. I think it's very significant that Jay Johnson, who was the Department of Homeland Security chair under Obama, has said it is beyond a crisis. He's not trying to do Donald Trump a favor. And the former head of Border Security, Border Patrol, under Obama, once again, not trying to do Trump a favor, but they're both saying this is truly an emergency. Kirstjen Nielsen calls it a Cat 5 hurricane level emergency, and the Democrats refuse to see it because, just as it is with issues like the abortion situation, they want to play politics with it rather than actually govern and solve a problem. It's just remarkable. But every time a U.S. citizen is murdered by an illegal that was dumped out of a sanctuary city or came across illegally, it's one more reminder to Americans why we cannot trust any of the Democrats running for president to that job. Not one of them could be trusted because none of them believe in border security, and only Donald Trump is trying to actually solve this problem. Yeah. So if that matters at all to people, then their choice for president is crystal clear for next year.
There's Sarah Sanders' dad right there, Mr. Huckabee, Governor Huckabee. And on the big show this weekend, Governor, what's in the lineup?
Well, one of our guests is going to be Ben Shapiro. I think, if we can just get Ben to come out and say what he really thinks, it'll be helpful. But we've also got a fantastic acrobat that's going to be fun. So we're going to go the full spectrum of hardcore news and commentary all the way to fun entertainment. Don't miss the Huckabee Show, 8 and 11 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on TBN.
All right, Governor, thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Spring is here, and with it comes the start of engagement and wedding season, which means it's time to visit our friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds to pick out the perfect engagement ring and wedding bands. Anu has an amazing offer just for my listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So if you or a loved one is looking to get a ring by spring, as we've been saying around these parts, go to Lord's Diamonds. Anu will help you create a one-of-a-kind custom engagement ring. Give her a call at 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. You're going to get impeccable service. You will not get that anywhere else.
and she will work with you every step of the way to create the most beautiful piece designed just for you. Set up your appointment, get your dream engagement ring up to $500 off and wedding bands today. Call 212-789-8500, 212-789-8500, or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com and get that ring by spring.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. And again, thank you to, all my contributors that just make Fridays so much fun and informative. Steve Moore, especially, the new nominee to the Fed board. I tried to give him the chairmanship earlier in the hour. He wouldn't take it. I said, you wouldn't be the Fed chair? I'll make you the Fed chair. I don't have the power to make you the Fed chair, but I'll try. He wasn't biting. But he and Herman Cain and a couple of others, and there may be some real now rational thinkers that get on the Fed board and could actually impact monetary policy in a very positive way. So I'm glad that they're there and willing to serve. Kayleigh McEnany, Governor Huckabee, and, of course, the very sweet, sweetheart, Chrissy Metz, and friends, that movie next year – or not next year, and next week she'll be coming out, and it's a true story. It's a bona fide documented miracle. The kid was dead for an hour when his mom prayed for him, and he immediately had the heartbeat to begin again after being dead for more than an hour. And then if you didn't catch the first hour of the show today, or you did, Paul Batura from Focus on the Family, we're going to be gathering what I hope is 50,000 people in Times Square on May 4th to observe 40 ultrasounds being done. That's the weekend before Mother's Day. And in the day and age in which we live, where you have abortion just happening at every turn, and now for as many reasons after the child is born, supposedly, it's just something has to be done. Reasonable people do not believe that born children should be allowed to die. It's just we don't believe in that. So more details on that. AliveFromNewYork.com. AliveFromNewYork.com. The 2-hour event in Times Square, and find out all the details and then plan on joining us. I think that I will be a part of the speaking lineup that afternoon, so I hope that you'll make plans. All right. So yesterday, actually another bit of movie news. Last night, I got an inside scoop from the people at the 130 agency that said that Chrissy Metz's co-star Sterling K. Brown has signed on to play the true story of Willie Davis Jr. Now, Willie Davis Jr. has been featured on HBO Sports, Real Sports, a couple of times, but it's the true story of a high school janitor who took over as the head basketball coach of the local high school, and what he did with those kids' lives was just unbelievable. Sterling K. Brown, going to be playing that role, who's Chrissy Metz's brother. He's the African-American brother of Kate's character on NBC's This Is Us. So that's kind of cool. And then finally, Mr. Beto O'Rourke yesterday decided to compare Donald Trump to the Third Reich. The only problem was everything he said about why the two should be compared is actually not true. But he needs to be reminded that it's not, which is the way those Dems are doing a lot these days. Anyway, have a great weekend. See you Monday.